This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This is the besotted Pride of West London podcast. And there's absolute mayhem, carnage here. Everyone's going absolutely mental. We're at Middlesbrough here now, and the final whistle has just gone, and we have beaten Middlesbrough for the first time here since 1938. We never win here. We never beat Borough. They beat us every time. But this time, Brentford not only beat them, but we came from behind. 1-0 up. The birdie song. It's gone all this is brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Listen, we've come up here so many times. We love coming to Borough. They're really friendly and lovely and we have a laugh, but they beat us. But not today. Today we have won and we are very, 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 very happy. This has been absolutely brilliant. What a result.
Tell me. Absolutely brilliant. Yeah. Well, second win away all season after Rotherham. To win at Borough, we haven't won at Borough since 1938, so 81 years. Fantastic performance, second half especially.
Second half, I mean, listen, we went behind in the first half. We went 1-0 down. A complete, a bit of fluff, wasn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Unlucky, Bentley couldn't deal with it. We had a couple of goals disallowed. But overall, the better team won.
The better team won. And also, look, Tony Pulis, I mean, listen, I know I've got some good Borough mates here. We were chatting to them. They're doing all right, but they're not overly happily with the Pulis. And there were some tactics that they're here that weren't overly... Yeah. They weren't great, were they?
No, 1-0 up. They decided to take Asamoah Longo off and bring George Friend on. You could sense the crowd. We were getting on top of the game. They were getting nervous. And the next goal was crucial, and it proved to be.
Yeah. UBs. Oh, listen. This was tremendous, isn't it? Look, everyone, this is totally enjoyable. Listen, everyone's dancing and jumping up around and singing, and this is fantastic, isn't it?
I can't believe we've won at Borough. Absolutely deserved. Bloody brilliant. So happy. Gonna have a bloody right old laugh. So happy.
This is, listen, what an absolutely fantastic, teething, tremendous, brilliant. We've got all the fans here. Listen, tell me, how does this feel to win at Borough?
Oh, so good. I've been here so many times. I've seen us get spanked. I've seen us fucking lose so badly here. And this means a fucking world today. I've been waiting so long. I've been persistent. I've come. And this just means the fucking world.
Come on, you Reds. Come on, you bees. Oh, mate. This is absolutely teething, as we say. Teething, tremendous. Brilliant result. Absolutely fantastic result, isn't it?
Oh, amazing. We totally deserve that. We played really, really well from start to finish. Probably a Bentley fluff for the goal, but we played really, really well. We dominated the entire game, and we totally deserve that. Last 10 minutes as well, we were really, really strong. We held in there. And defended brilliantly. We had sub goalkeeper came on. He did brilliant as well. Just amazing day.
Absolutely played the game. And we, like I said to you, I mean, we did some things today where Bentley came off. We're not sure if he was injured or whether or not that was a tactical move. You know,
But and then we got on. Was it got on? Goodison, who's our, well, technically he's probably our fourth goalkeeper at the moment now. And we got him on the pitch, and then he did brilliantly. And everyone's singing there, warming up for the birdie song. We're going to the 12th man bar at the moment now. We're going to speak to our chums, our buddies, our friends. They're lining up the birdie song for us, because we said that if Brentford win today, we're going to have to do the birdie song in the 12th man bar today. So we're getting for that. Listen, what a great result, eh?
Hey, what a day, Billy. What a day. Fantastic. I mean, we've been waiting all season for this kind of result.
I mean,
going away from home, playing well, but not getting the results. But today, it all came together.
It did. It was looking a bit Pete Tong at one point, though, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, we had a 9-year-old in goal for most of the second half. He did all right, considering he'd been playing with his two play this morning. But yeah, fantastic. I mean, it couldn't really have gone better, could it?
No. We're very, very, very happy bees in the house here as well. And we've got the Swedish bees flown over from Sweden as well. And this is one of the games that you penned yourself, isn't it?
Sorry?
It's one of the games you penned. Good game.
Yeah, very good game. Fantastic game. I mean, the setup of the second goal from Sawyers was just beautiful. I loved it.
Listen, there's people singing, dancing, jumping around, chanting. I mean, this is but people are completely and utterly confused here. You know, what's been going on? Hey, listen, you come down from Scotland today. It's been you're very happy, aren't you?
Oh, I'm delighted. I never thought I'd see it again. An away win. Jeez, oh, delighted. Absolutely delighted.
Well, mate, it's not only an away win, it's an away win at
Middlesbrough, which is unbelievable, because even my granddad wasn't alive the last time we won here. I think, I don't know.
I mean, talk to me about this game. I mean, do you think that, you know, was the result, did you ever see this result coming, or is it
No, never. No, I didn't see the result coming, but we played them off the park, totally. I mean, 1-0.
We always play them off the park, didn't we?
Oh, I know, we never seemed to get any result. It was delightful. Yeah.
We're going down to the 12th man bar. But listen, this is all good. But you know, we're all good. Listen, and you're very happy. We're all happy.
Delighted.
And great result.
It's unbelievable. So I'm speaking
to what a result. Yeah, what a result. What a result.
Teeth in tremendous. I don't know what else to say. Zaid Benrahma. Yeah. I don't know. Who else? Chris Rea. Yeah. David Coverdale.
I'm going to come back to you. I'm coming back to you, because I've got to speak to this man who you predicted. You predicted what was going to go down here. And I mean, at 1-0 down, got Phil Giles, director of football at Brentford. And at 1-0 down, you didn't have any fears, did you?
No, I said we're going to win, didn't I?
You did say we were going to win. But how did you see that coming? Tell me.
We played okay first half, didn't we? It was just like the goal was early, was a bit soft. We should have dealt with it better, but yeah, it was. We played okay first half, and then continued second half as well, and they all played well, didn't they?
I mean, I just wonder, what was the game plan today? Because obviously Borough, we've never beaten them. They're very, very difficult, very, very good defence, don't score that many goals. I mean, do you think what was the game plan going into this game? You know, to hold it tight for a particular period, where we're going to, you know, take it up at a particular level, and when that early game came in, it just changed the whole game plan.
I don't think the game plan's that different than what we've always done in the past. But the thing that they've talked a lot about in the change room, especially, is mindset. Just not giving away soft goals, staying in the game. You know, not conceding two and three in quick succession. So you can see that's really improving. It's a young group, obviously, and they've improved the mindset and. Yeah, we deserved to win in the end, didn't we?
I mean, players out there today. I mean, I know there's you don't like to pick out any individual players out there, but obviously they played as a team. But is there anyone out there that you thought actually kind of really sort of, especially in the second half, kind of just took us to that next level?
I don't know. If it's a team game, isn't it? But okay. Well, if you give me one, Cameron Mococho. He's excellent. He covers the ground, he presses, he wins the ball back for us. He's so important the way we play, especially with two in the middle. You've got to have mobility in there. Him and Romain both in the middle of the park there were fantastic today, I thought.
And also, we're talking about we've seen him quite recently. It was Gunnarsson, who's the reserve goalkeeper, who played in a couple of, well, I've seen him play in a few B team games, who looked quite impressive. Saw him play at Dulwich Hamlet, and I was very surprised to see him come today. Was that tactical, or was there an injury?
Yeah, Luke Daniels had an injury recently, so that's why, and Ellery had as well. So Patrick's our sort of fourth choice, if you like, at the minute. But yeah, came on, did well, did fine, good.
So, Borough, we've beaten Borough. The monkey, it's gone. finished, end of story. So are we going to beat Borough now every single time we play them?
Yes, Billy, we are going to beat them every... I guarantee we will win every single game from now on. In fact, not just against them, but against everyone we ever play in the future, we will win every game.
Excellent, okay. Yeah.
That, happy with that. Is that the right answer, yeah?
That is the right answer. Awesome. You heard it here first. Phil Jars, Director of Football, we're going to win every single game from now and we're going to get promoted.
Until eternity. For the whole of the future, yeah.
No, thank you very much. Yeah. All right, cheers, Jill. All right, Jill, Bill. All right, cheers. Yeah.
That second goal.
We got the Borough man in the house here, and listen, commiserations to you. We love coming up here every time. You always beat us, but it's changed this time, hasn't it?
It is. Under Pulis, this is the way he plays his system. You know, how can you take a centre forward off? You know, you're winning 1-0. He pulled all his players back over the halfway line to defend.
Us on the longer off.
Yeah, why take him off? You know what I mean? You could hear the crowd in the end chop for his name, and he's gone off. You know what I mean? But that's the way he plays, Pulis.
So you think that basically your manager lost the game today, was it?
Van Jones lost his game, yeah. At home. That's why we can't win games at home. I just hope we don't go to the playoffs, because we're not good enough. In a day, we're not good enough. All right.
Yeah.
So cheers, lads, anyway.
Yeah.
All right.
Good luck to you, man.
Good way, we're all right. We don't go no more, all right.
Oh, we got John, the 12th man. We're in a 12th man bar with the Borough boys and girls in the house. And I have to say, listen, I'm not even going to hide this one. You can see a big smile on my face. For the first time in playing you, this is the 9th or 10th time we've played you, and for the first time, we've actually won a game. And we deserved it, didn't we?
Well, I've got to say you did, yeah. We had the game 1-0, but you were putting us under pressure. Pulis made a change. I thought he chose the wrong change to make. He shouldn't have brought the Son Malonga off. But I can understand why he tried to stop you from scoring. But he just made the wrong choice. He should have took either Wing or Besichov. Wing was a bit struggling a little. I was really, really disappointed with how we performed second half. But take it now away from Brentford. You look a good team. And I know your away form's been poor recently, but fully deserved tonight, today. Fully deserved.
So, the game today, it obviously hasn't gone according to plan. I mean, do you think that's it for Borough and playoffs?
No, I still think we'll make the playoffs. I know there's a few teams close to catching us, but I still think we'll make the playoffs. I think we'll finish where we are, fourth or fifth. So
yeah, I do. I think the playoffs are still within our grasp, but that was a watershed game for hoping for the top two. We're out of that now.
Kick up the backside, I think, today. Kick up the backside for us.
I mean, there was definitely two contrasting styles of football today. I mean, I know that we were away from home, but you know, the style of football that we play, and normally we struggle against a team like yourself, and we were very, very worried. But the second half, we just came at you.
Yeah. But I think we're a Jekyll and Hyde team. Away from home, we're a great side, but at home, we haven't been doing it for me. And that's our big problem at home. So we see what happens. We've got to improve the home form.
I've got to fly me to the moon. Who, at the moment, I think he probably wishes that he's flown to the moon and not coming back for a few days. Is that how you're feeling?
Yeah, I feel pretty sick. But I've got to say we were beaten by the better team.
I mean, it was actually quite a good game today, yeah. I thought, you know. I mean,
very open game.
I know that, I mean, you know, defensively and you could put up the defensive traps, but I still thought that it was quite an open game. Yeah, Wicked just got a beer ball for me by the Borough lads. Fair play to them as well, which is all good. But I thought it was a good game today, and
yeah,
as they say, in a way, it's a game of two halves, even though we were pretty good in the first half as well.
Yeah, you had some chances, obviously. A couple of times caught offside where could have been goals, and you were playing some good football, and then we made a really good start to the match, 1-0 up, and that was the best period for us, and it looked as if it was going to be another Borough victory at that point, and your keeper wasn't handling the ball very well early on, to say the least. But then the second half you really started really well and were pulling us apart, and we had to make quite big tactical adjustments. We've been playing without fullbacks really for a few weeks with injuries, so we had to bring George Friend on. Obviously it was unpopular taking Son Malonga off, but I thought for me you were pulling us apart already, and that was the point. We were about to concede, I thought, and we had to move Ryan Shotton across from centre back to let to to right back, bring Friend on, and then you just stung us with two goals of Shotton's own goal, and then to concede so soon afterwards, and it was a big shock because we've been playing really badly at home this season, and then in the last home game against QPR a couple of weeks ago we won 2-0, so we thought we'd got that out of our system, so this is a really big blow for us.
Listen, a big blow. I mean, like I said to you, if people listen to this podcast, and I'm really sorry, it sounds like it's all over the place, but you know we love coming up here. Even though we get smashed every time, we get beaten every time. So I have to say, it is a really glowing feeling to actually be standing in your bar here under the stadium, having won. And I'm not saying it in any way to yourselves, because you guys, the hospitality in Borough has been absolutely fantastic every time, and it is a win or lose thing. Like when you come down to Brentford, we lose, but still hospitality. But here, it's nice to actually chat to you and be smiling and jumping and seeing us play good football, but actually getting a result out of it.
Yeah, which has been, I remember us talking after the game earlier in the season, and you were beginning to get sick of people saying, oh, you play good football, but sort of as a consolation prize, it doesn't work when you were losing a lot of games at that point. And there's been a few times when we've beaten you at Griffin Park where you've had all the pressure and we've managed to get the odd goal. It's been really tight games and you should have won maybe. So, yeah, it's been a long time coming for you. But I remember talking to you after the game last season. Gary Monk was in charge and we pulled it. We didn't deserve it. We got a draw, didn't we?
That's here at the Riverside, yeah.
Yeah, the Riverside, sorry. Yeah. When Monk was at Middlesbrough. And you said at the time, you're not going to get promoted. And you were quite correct. Although we did get the playoffs. Well, we had to have major surgery. We had to change the manager and things like that. But, yeah, you played some great attacking movement throughout. And that didn't stop when you went behind. And that's what made it an intriguing game, didn't it? Because both teams could get behind the other defences. And also you had the period in the second half where you had a goalkeeper with like one arm who appeared to want to go off, but your coaching staff kept pushing him back on. We maybe should have tested him far more at that point.
Marvellous, marvellous, marvellous. Absolutely teeping tremendous, as we say. This has been that was just brilliant. You know, sitting there in the first half and then the second half and hitting the bar and, you know, and goals disallowed and the referee looking like he's a little dodgy and playing on, and Ben Rama got scythed down and the player should have got sent off and he didn't, and it just didn't look like it was going our way, did it? But then just two magical moments in very short succession.
Yeah, it was well overdue, fully deserved by Brentford. And what really kind of I come away with is this like belief that the players have. They just continue to do the right thing no matter what's thrown at them. They go a goal behind and it doesn't faze them. They just carry on playing their thing. It's whatever they're doing on the training pitch, whatever they're doing in the matches that's working, they're now confident that they can do it, and they can do it at stadiums like this. You know, Bill, we've been here so many times now and we always come away feeling like we were either well beaten or plucky underdogs that have been like we've not got what we fully deserved. Today we did get what we deserved. You know, that was a brilliant own goal that we forced. You know, yeah, say it's an own goal, there's people queuing up to knock that one in. The approach play was excellent all afternoon. The second goal is a thing of beauty. We've been lucky. We've seen some amazing goals recently. We've seen this like intricate slide rule precision passes cut defences apart. And again, we saw one out of the top drawer today. Dalsgaard got the ball. He didn't just smash it in. He didn't just put it into the mixer, or he didn't play like the percentage game. He looked up. He picked out Ben Rama, and Ben Rama's in the form of his life, and he smashed it home. And when the 7 minutes went up, I thought, oh, here we go. The Chinese betting syndicate conspiracy is happening again. How did they get 7 minutes? But they had a few chances. Their long ball throw-ins. You know, this is what we're up against today. We're up against dinosaur football. Tony Pulis, he's got fans walking away 10 minutes to go. They're bored of seeing what their team produce every week. We've got Middlesbrough fans coming out to us saying, you're lucky, you're watching this every week. And we are. And we are 6 points away from the playoffs. It's probably still a bit too far away, but we'll see. It sets the rest of the season up brilliantly. And I am going to Sheffield United on Tuesday. Come on, you bees.
Come on, you bees. This is the Besotted Bride of West London podcast. Fantastic result, Borough. Love coming here. Brilliant. But we've actually got something to celebrate about. We're in the 12th man bar, and apparently they've told us that if we win today, they're going to play the birdie song, and we have to dance to the birdie song. So we'll see how that's going to go down. But so here, it's just all good. Right, listen, this is Billy Grant, David Lane, and all the posse here in the 12th man bar in Middlesbrough. Been fantastic result. Sheffield went United on Tuesday. If we get a result there, it's going to be absolutely game on. As we say, we get together.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.